People who want wealth today, not just tomorrow. People who want to live better today, not just tomorrow. If you're a giver, protector, or legacy builder, the infinite banking concept is for you. There are people that are good with money. They know how to get money, make money, keep money, save money, and invest money, but they're not any farther ahead. Why is that? Well, because there are problems, big problems, that we don't talk enough about with traditional personal finance. People who are stewards of money should be able to get ahead financially, and they're not, because of the things that they've learned through personal finance. The issues with personal finance is that it creates a this or that mentality. All right. You can either do this with money or you can do that with money. That is a losing equation when it comes to money. It creates self-limiting beliefs. I can only do one thing with $1, or one financial product has one job. All right. Not good. We have become a country of financial abdicators. We abdicate financial responsibility in this country to who? To advisors and planners, people that have a few letters behind their name. And all they do is put your money in index funds that you could very, very easily do yourself. The types of accounts that are peddled in this country remove control from you. You don't control the accounts. Just because your name is on the statement doesn't mean you control the money. In traditional personal finance, they talk a lot about averages. Averages are not real. Average returns are not real returns. The math is simple. I invest $100. In year one, I get 10%. Now I have $110. In year two, I get negative 10%. Your average return is 0%. So after 2 years, if you have a 0% return, you should still have $100. But in my example, plus 10% is $10. At 110, minus 10% is $11. 110 minus 11 is $99. Your real return is negative 1%. And that doesn't even count fees or taxes. You're losing with averages. You want real returns, guaranteed returns. We are taught to diversify. Diversification is not a wealth building strategy. Diversification is a wealth maintenance strategy. It is a hedging strategy. You need to get wealthy first, then diversify. When you look at your personal finances and see where your money is, you need to ask yourself a few questions, and they're going to sound like this. What was I taught? Who taught it to me? And why was I taught it? If these are the problems that you deal with and you're looking for a better solution, infinite banking is for you. Let me be a little bit more clear. Who is the infinite banking concept for? This solution to the problems of personal finance. Infinite banking is for people who are stewards of money, people who are consistently spending less than they make. These are for people that want to escape the rat race and don't want to follow the baby step bullshit. You want to be an adult when it comes to your personal finances. People who are reliant on W-2 incomes or business P&Ls, and they want to protect cash and do something else. This is for you. People who put a premium on safety, security, protection, control, growth, access to their money. They want their name on the statement and they want the money to be theirs. People who want wealth today, not just tomorrow. People who want to live better today, not just tomorrow. If you're a giver, protector, or legacy builder, the infinite banking concept is for you. I'll finish with this. The infinite banking concept, what does it take from you, the person who is transitioning from traditional personal finance to the infinite banking concept? It requires a mindset shift. What mindset shift? That your money can do this and that, not this or that. It requires a mindset shift that you can have $1 have more than one job at a time. It requires you to think about building a system, a banking system that you own. It involves you thinking like a business owner, to where you learn how to capitalize a policy, which means you put money into a policy, no different than you putting money into a business to get it off the ground. It requires you to understand the utility of guarantees, to know that you're going to get a minimum guaranteed return for the rest of your life. You don't have to worry about volatility or negative years. Your money can only go up in value. And lastly, you need to get out of the comparing apples to oranges. And what I mean by that is when people talk about investing or putting their money in something, they want to solely look at return on investment. Return on investment is cool, but if that's the only thing it gives you, it's not giving you income, it's not giving you access to capital, it's not letting you put your money in post-tax dollars, it's not going up and down in value. Like, there are so many other factors to consider with the financial products that you put your money in. ROI is only one of them. And I would argue that it's not always the most important. I want to zoom out and look at all the characteristics in the aggregate, not only one of them. So if you're interested in infinite banking concept via high early cash value life insurance policies, I run a 40-minute webinar every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern inside of the Tactical Empire Network on School, S-K-O-O-L. The link will be in the podcast notes. It's on our Instagram page. Find the Tactical Empire Network. It is a free group. You can join for free. We have courses in there. You can click on the calendar tab and you can attend my infinite banking webinar, 40 minutes long. I do it every other Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern. I look forward to having you there.